Taoiseach, I welcome the establishment of a cabinet committee to deal with tonight's with derogation. It's imperative, I believe, that we work with the farmers and industry to secure Ireland's nitrate derogation at EU level by implementing the nitrate derogation renewal plan in support of retention. I think it's crucial that this project moves on quickly and give let farmers know exactly how they're going to farm into the future, because as we know, with the weather that we've had and all the rain that's fallen, it's very difficult to farm by calendar, and this is a very important issue. Thank you.
Deputy Scanlon, on the nitrates directive, and to say that the establishment of the Cabinet Committee, I think, demonstrates the government's commitment to addressing water quality improvements across all sectors, and obviously it's more than just in terms of the nitrates directive, but key supports have been provided to farmers through schemes such as the Targeted Agricultural Modernisation Schemes, 60% Nutrient Storage Grant Scheme. And under the Water Framework Directive, each Member State is now required to implement a new Nitrates Action Programme every 4 years. Ireland is currently on the fifth Nitrates Action Programme, which will expire in December of this year. At the European Commission's Nitrates Committee meeting on the 12th of December last year, Ireland signalled its intentions, its plans to seek a renewal of its nitrates derogation in Ireland, and that would be Ireland's sixth NAP, which is due in December of this year, 2025. Government will work with stakeholders, including through the Agricultural Water Quality Working Group, to develop Ireland's sixth nitrates action programme, covering the period January 2026 to December 2029.